Democrats to rapidly gain political power from anchor baby population. By John Binder on December 23, 2019. The nation's booming population of United States-born children of illegal aliens and non-citizens is helping to shift political power away from Middle America and towards California, gifting Democrats more congressional seats to hold. Every year, the U.S. imports about 1.2 million legal immigrants who largely arrive to reunite with foreign relatives already in the country. This level of annual legal immigration is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of foreign workers, foreign tourists, and nearly a million illegal aliens who successfully enter. These populations deliver close to 400,000 children, who are gifted birthright citizenship, in the U.S. a year. Congressional Democrats are set to make rapid headway in terms of shifting power away from Middle American red states and towards coastal states with giant metropolises like California and New York thanks to the continued growth of the non-citizen population and their anchor babies. Research by the Center for Immigration Studies Stephen Camerata and Karen Ziegler reveals that overall immigration will redistribute about 26 congressional seats from mostly red states to blue states. Non-citizens, that is, legal immigrants and illegal aliens, and their anchor babies will, alone, help redistribute 10 of those 26 congressional seats from President Trump-supporting states like Ohio, Michigan, Alabama, Idaho, Missouri, West Virginia, and Tennessee to large states like California, Texas, New York, Florida, and New Jersey. California, thanks solely to the non-citizen population and their anchor babies, will gain an additional 4 congressional seats next year. In total, all immigration helps California win an additional overall 11 congressional seats. Blue states like New York and New Jersey will each be handed another congressional seat due to the growing non-citizen population and their anchor babies, while Florida will also gain a seat and Texas will gain 3 more seats. When looking at only illegal aliens and their anchor babies, 5 congressional seats get redistributed from Ohio, Michigan, Alabama, Minnesota, and West Virginia to California, Texas, and New York. As Breitbart News has chronicled for years, the counting of only American citizens to divide up congressional districts and electoral college votes would shift power away from the affluent, metropolitan coastal cities of the U.S. and towards Middle America. If congressional districts were set by the number of citizens, the overall average population needed per congressional seat could decrease to about 670,000 citizens per district. This would give a stronger advantage for states with small illegal alien populations to gain and keep their current number of congressional seats. To date, the U.S. Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens must be granted automatic American citizenship, and a number of legal scholars dispute the idea. Many leading conservative scholars argue the Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens or non-citizens, as these children are not subject to U.S. jurisdiction as that language was understood when the 14th Amendment was ratified. For a year, President Trump has signaled that he has reviewed signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship, otherwise known as the anchor baby policy, as the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens are often referred to as anchor babies. Today, there are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the U.S., exceeding the annual roughly 4 million American babies born every year and costing American taxpayers about $2.4 billion every year to subsidize hospital costs. Every year, about 300,000 anchor babies are born in the country, and as of June, there has been an average of about 124,000 anchor babies born this year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.